but that was an only empty.
This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Hey, thanks for listening and hello fall. Kicked in on Monday, so goodbye summer. Thanks for the memories. Well, that we want to keep, and may the ones we don't die along with the solstice.
My favorite stories of the day.
Fights at restaurants usually have something to do with food or service and usually do not only feature workers. So one and a half unusual stories here, starting with the one back on Monday night in Southern California's city of Torrance. It's where police did not say why a worker inside the Benihana restaurant started arguing with a manager, but KTLA is reporting he did because a local news stringer agency is reporting the worker did not want to serve a particular table. And the tussle started when the manager told him he was fired. And again, this is inside a Benihana where, you know, the chefs are already at table stations, wowing customers with fancy cooking styles. So an entertainment twofer, because people stopped looking at the chefs and whipped out their phones to start recording as security came out to escort the worker, to get him out of there. Well, cops say the worker threw a plate, hit one of the guards in the head with it, but no charges filed, no arrest at this point either. He left before cops got there. Customers, they were back to enjoying their chefs throwing shrimp in the air by then. And Arby's latest marketing slogan may be, "We have the meats," but we found out they most definitely have the beef. In Kettering, Ohio, Thursday before last, just south of Dayton, WHIO-TV is reporting two police officers were riding by an Arby's on patrol when a worker came running up screaming and bleeding from the face. So they went with her into the restaurant where they say witnesses told them in less than 2 minutes, a woman with a large rock in her hand walked in with a guy, used that rock upside the woman worker's head, and then ran out with the guy, who reportedly stopped the male worker from breaking up the drama. And the nature of the drama? A roach. Not the creepy crawling critter either. No, WHIO is reporting investigators told them this woman brought a guy and a big rock with her to this Arby's and hit this Arby's worker upside the head with that rock because they were hanging out the night before, and she thought the Arby's worker stole her roach. Again, not the crawling pest, but the small leftover part of a joint or blunt that hasn't been smoked yet. That is why this 21-year-old woman is in jail on a felonious assault charge. The 26-year-old guy was charged with menacing, but not booked into jail at this time, all over a half-smoked joint or blunt. Either way, times are tough.
Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall with a joint, drink some A-Bone.
Who knocked down Humpty Dumpty is the question police in Cape May, New Jersey are looking to answer. Yeah, he had a great fall down the Jersey Shore Sunday before last, but not from sitting on a wall. Two knuckleheads were caught on more than one video surveillance camera, climbing a miniature golf course gate, then pulling the old nursery rhyme star up from its foundation by rocking it back and forth until it broke free. And then they walked off with the smiling Humpty Dumpty statue until it looks like maybe they got tired of it and left it down the street, police said, several properties away. The Associated Press write-up on this said it was done around 4 in the morning, two Sundays ago, so maybe not a lot of people out and about at that time. But police are still hoping somebody will snitch on the duo, who was caught again on several surveillance video systems walking by. And Cape May police posted them on their Facebook page. Also, cannot say if the broken Humpty Dumpty was put back together again at the Ocean Putt Golf Course, if it's back there yet. But no king's horses or men needed for it in this case. Back in a moment. But before the break, a word from the Jams podcast.
Blazing the best hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soca.
You can get the Jams podcast mix on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Deezer. Download the podcast for free.
It's Jams Hour Mix with Greg H.
Music.
Enjoy this moment of serenity.
Get you, Bigfoot, out that water.
Thank you for taking part in this moment of calmness. Brought to you by ASMR.
And now for the world around us.
There's a wallaby hopping around Leicestershire, England, since last Monday when a storm knocked down a tree, which then fell on fencing at a farm. And that wallaby that folks at the farm named Mr. Willoughby Wallaby hopped off. Willoughby Wallaby, 5-year-old, and BBC News talk with folks at the farm who say he hops pretty fast, so might get spooked if people get close. Now, they say Willoughby Wallaby is harmless, and with a name like that, it would seem so. But still, asking folks to stay back if they spot him. There's also a charity search and rescue group flying drones with cameras in the air to try and spot the Australian native wallaby. Now, some people in farms do have them in England, little mini roo looking things, where the climate is okay for Mr. Willoughby and his family back at that farm in Leicestershire. He was still on the hop as of last Wednesday. There was a cheating scandal at this year's World Stone Skimming Championships, held every September at a quarry filled with water on the western Scotland island of Easdale. Skipping stones across water is a sport with rules and a competition committee, and BBC News is reporting one of the rules requires stones thrown by competitors to be naturally occurring slate from the island. But the Saturday before last, organizers would only say some competitors complained that several were using rocks that looked like they were grinded by a machine into perfect shape, and a couple had notches carved in stones to supposedly help with throwing. Baseball fans know all too well about that, scuffing balls and other tricks pitchers have used to help the ball move like they won. Now, one of the stone skimming championship organizers told the BBC, Daily Mail, and others that the offenders all fessed up and apologized. Did also say if this happens again, they'll think about picking competition rocks themselves instead of letting contestants go get them. So yeah, the show will go on. No cheating scandal stopping the World Stone Skimming Championships. Don't you look back on a big lost world. And as long as we're in Scotland, there's a married couple there who just went through what a lot of us have gone through when hosting a party, wedding, or some sort of event for which invitations were sent out. You know, figuring out who was that guy or woman at the event that the host cannot recall inviting? You know how they might have popped up in pictures and videos, but seems nobody knew them. Well, in this third straight story sourced by BBC News, a married couple in Scotland said when they got pictures back of their wedding in 2021, this one guy stuck out like a sore thumb with a confused look on his face. They didn't know the tall guy in a dark suit. Neither did friends, family, or staff. They asked around, and the bride stayed on the mystery for 4 years, even got help from an online detective of sorts, and they found him, got his name, reached out, and found out, yeah, he didn't know them at all. But here's the thing. He told the BBC, because the BBC got in touch with him too, he was supposed to be at a wedding in town that day at the same time, and he was running late. So, you know, as soon as he came in and found a seat, the wedding started and his partner was in the bridal party, but he did not see him. So started thinking something was off, especially once he started looking around the crowd. And it really sunk in when the bride came out. He had no idea who this woman was, but said it was too late to just walk out of a wedding while the bride is walking down the aisle. So respectfully stood there. And at 6'2", he apparently stood higher than most there and stayed through the ceremony, but left as soon as he could. Then said he called his partner to find out his partner messed up, sent them to the wrong place. So that partner had some apologizing. Now, he said he ended up getting to the right wedding late and said he had a fun story to tell all night about this. It just took 4 years for the wedding party he crashed to hear the story, too. The bride, once they did hear it, said they could not stop laughing. Back in
freak off party,
or for being video recorded relieving yourself on a teen girl in bed, the law firm of McCracken and Butts is the team for you.
Call McCracken and Butts at 212-555-5555. That's 212-555-5555.
McCracken and Butts, it's what we do for you.
He'll never do. But, oh,
ladies, are you tired of matching with guys on singles apps?
Yes, you could have stopped right there.
Only to get unsolicited pics of peckers?
Ugh.
Well, try Stumble, the Stumble dating app.
What's up with what's going down, though?
We've been dreaming of flying cars, at least since the Jetsons premiered in the early 60s, and George never had a crash that we ever saw in the cartoon, at least as I can remember, but CNN and the Sun newspaper are among those reporting two flying cars crashed into each other in China last Tuesday. CNN is saying they were taking practice runs to get ready for an air show. One pilot was hurt, but they said both alive and relatively fine. One of the cars did crash and burn, though. They said that's the one that pilot that got hurt was in. As far as anyone knows, this is the first crash between two flying cars. And again, this was a rehearsal, so a lot of people were watching and video recording. And the Sun newspaper had footage showing that car that crashed in flames with fire trucks rushing to put it out. No word yet from investigators on what caused it, but right after, they said the two vehicles were flying too close to each other, which is kind of like saying an accident did not happen on purpose. Still, the Sun newspaper is saying one of the Chinese auto companies had a rep saying the pilots were doing what they called high difficulty stunts in those flying cars. And a report last year by China Low Altitude Economic Alliance showed their air traffic facilities and ground networks in China will be largely ready to add flying cars to their coordinating duties in the next 2 to 3 years. They're air traffic controllers, because here in the U.S., air traffic controllers, oh, they're just hoping to be at sufficient staffing levels in the next 2 to 3 years for their current duties. And they're hoping. And that hope is doing a lot of work there in that sentence. Now, the Freakonomics podcast, they just talked with some American air traffic controllers, and sounds like that is one of those industries needing more help than they're getting right now. Meanwhile, I guess the Jetsons are moving to China.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthdays next.
Hop it off at your...
Let me jack you up.
Ooh, slammy.
Stoop down, baby, let me black you up.
Ooh, slammy.
Stoop down, baby, let me jack you up.
Hit it and split it.
Come on, hurry up, hurry up. Somebody bring me an extinguisher to put out this blaze that started up in here by that vintage jam from Slammy Sammy. This is Mike Mann in your ear.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays, starting with Tuesday the 23rd.
'Cause I want it all.
O-Town lead singer Eric Michael Estrada is 46. From a falcon to a captain. Look at him. Actor Anthony Mackie is 47.
Welcome to Atlanta where the players play and we ride on them things like every day.
So-so deaf record head, rapper, producer Jermaine Dupri is 53.
Someday you are gonna get hungry.
Singer Annie DeFranco is 55. Actor Lisa Ray, sister of so-so deaf rapper DeBrat, Lisa Ray, 59. And actor Chi McBride is 64, while George and Seinfeld actor Jason Alexander is 66. Bruce the Boss, singer, songwriter, guitarist Bruce Springsteen is 76.
Hey.
And singer Julio Iglesias is 82. On Wednesday, No Mercy singer-guitarist Marty Cintrone will be 54. My big fat Greek wedding actor and writer Nir Vardalos will turn 63. And that's it for hump day. So on the Thursday, the 25th, Felix and Orphan Black actor Jordan Gavaris will be 36.
Don't you close your eyes.
Childish Gambino and a pretty good actor too in ATL Community. Donald Glover will turn 42. Speaking of Atlanta, rapper, actor, comedian in training, T.I. will be 44. The Shermanator in the American Pie movies, actor Chris Owen, 45. And playing Wednesday's mom, Morticia Adams lately, actor Catherine Zeta-Jones will turn 56.
People fought just to get up front, to get a bird's eye view of what we call the brand new
Fresh Prince the rapper turned Will Smith the actor and slapper. Big Willie will be 57. I shouldn't have done that. Tony's crazy sister Janice in The Sopranos. Actor Aida Turturro, John's cousin, will be 63. Actor Heather Locklear will be 64. And Luke Skywalker, actor Mark Hamill, will turn 74 Thursday. Model Cheryl Teagues, 78, and actor Michael Douglas sharing his 81st birthday with his wife, Catherine Zeta-Jones. They have the same birthday. And that'll do it for another Real Pod Newscast. Thanks, as always, for tuning in. And please follow the show's pages now on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, or X. Yeah, we're posting clips of the show and other goodies. And the new spruced up website is up, looking pretty spruced up. Looking all nice. I'll miss the old 90s looking site I put together, but, well, not really. This is more like it. Old shows, clips, pictures, all that stuff. It's all up and easy to find now. And it looks so, so pretty. Did I mention that? Have a great rest of the week. Back on Friday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Show Enough Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
You can't exactly just get up and walk out of a wedding. So eventually the ceremony ends. Right as I lift myself out of the seat, I hear somebody, "Can we get everybody together for some group photos, please?" And I'm just like...
Show enough.